Many elephant scientists and animal welfare groups claim that there's no convincing evidence that the park is overpopulated with elephants. The destruction of vegetation, they say, falls within the acceptable impact elephants should have on African savanna ecosystems. Their robust feeding patterns, in fact, create opportunities for successful survival for many other species. When a bull pushes over a tree, the log provides protected spaces for young plants to escape the browsers and grazers of the savanna. Natural ecological processes, many experts say, must be allowed to play themselves out without human intervention. The crucial issue for conservation authorities now is whether they can convincingly show that elephant numbers have increased up to a point where the survival of other life forms will be threatened in the near future. If so, then culling will go forward, and that would be acceptable. Nations resist going to war with other nations unless no alternative is available. Resisting the killing of elephants until all alternatives have been exhausted would accord these creatures the respect they deserve.